Going to take us a minute to set up for Dion Oxford here while he comes forward. We've been looking at a series around the fruit of the Spirit, and we arrive at the last one. We're going to take 2 weeks with that, as we did with patience. One this week and also next. We're taking fruit of the Spirit, taking self-control as in the widest possible terms. And what you'll hear is about people who have become used to one kind of culture, needing to learn how to live in another kind of culture that we're more familiar with. Dion will describe that for you. There's a sense in what he's inviting you to is to apprentice people in a certain way. So I'll leave that with you while you think about that, and I'll set up for Dion.
It's easy for most of us to take for granted what life in a neighborhood like this is like, with a school, church, kids running around, having fun. This is what normal life is like for most of us. But imagine what it might be like to live in a shelter for people who are homeless. And even more difficult of a challenge, imagine what it must be like for someone who's lived in a shelter for a week or a month or even a year to move into a neighborhood like this. How hard must it be for someone to reintegrate into a neighborhood after living somewhere else for so long? Causeway imagines what it's like to embrace folks who move into neighborhoods. Causeway imagines a place, a world, where people are equals. Causeway imagines friendships between the rich and the poor, imagines friendships between people who are previously very, very different from each other, becoming mutually beneficial. Causeway is not a program. Causeway is not something that's about social services. Causeway believes that all people have been created in the image of God and therefore have things that they can contribute to each other regardless of how much money they've made, what color their skin is, where they've lived, or what they've done in their past. If you can dare to imagine what Causeway stands for, if you'd like to get involved, then check out the rest of our website and drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you.
For those of you who don't know me, I do live with MS. I've lived with MS for about 15 years, so while it is getting the better of my ability to walk, so far at least it hasn't gotten the better of me, so I'm going to be sitting here doing my best to share this idea. I work for the Salvation Army, and I'm currently the director of a shelter that I opened about 13 years ago called The Gateway. And The Gateway is at Jarvis and Queen, for those of you who know Toronto. And we have 108 beds for men who are experiencing homelessness. And we called ourselves The Gateway 13 years ago now because we wanted to provide a place where when people come through our doors, other doors would open to them, whether that be a door to recovery from an addiction or a door to community or to housing, friendship, a door to God, whatever it is that people were looking for, we wanted to be that place for them. And so throughout the years, the way we've done strategic planning has been around three pillars: a home, a job, and a friend. I'm convinced that all people, at least most people, need a home, a job, and a friend to have a life. If you don't have all three of those things in your life, you're not really living, you're just merely surviving. And so as we go about the work at Gateway of trying to help people find their own lives, their own gifts, we look at home, job, and a friend. And we've done some things throughout the years to do all we can around that. We've created a social enterprise. One of the things I loved to do along the way was open businesses. We opened an industrial laundry business to help people find meaningful work for meaningful pay. We now do all the laundry for all the shelters for the Salvation Army, and we also do sanctuaries, laundry. We do 13 contracts, all with the hope of helping men find their way out of the shelter system, off the streets, find their own self-esteem, and find meaningful work for meaningful pay. And that's been a wonderful part of the journey. Now we're focusing on the home piece, and our housing specialists at Gateway, we have two of them, we're helping about 15 to 20 men find a place to live every single month. And the Salvation Army runs 615 beds in Toronto for men and women. And in the course of a year, we are housing over 1,000 men and women out of the shelters and into neighborhoods just like the ones that you and I live in. So this is where Causeway comes in. Causeway, I've left the logo up there for the day. The logo essentially is meant to just sort of look like the road of life. There is no sort of straight and narrow, easy, breezy, comfortable understanding of what life looks like. But life is sort of full of twists and turns, ups and downs, rocks and valleys, hills and mountains and obstacles and rivers, and it's messy. And so Causeway, the logo is meant to describe a little bit about what life is like along the way. It's full of twists and turns. So what is it that we're talking about? What is the Causeway? Well, the mission is this. Causeway is a Christ-focused initiative of the Salvation Army. It is committed to living out the gospel of Jesus Christ by intentionally connecting members of the local church with people who were recently homeless and are now beginning a new life in a neighborhood. The purpose is to build unlikely yet mutually beneficial friendships. Unlikely friendships. And so the name Causeway, I grew up in Newfoundland. I think there's a handful of us here, Newfoundlanders. And in Newfoundland, we have a lot of causeways. And we have a lot of these little islands that are connected with causeways, or these rocks that are, form a bridge. The word causeway is a word that describes a person-made bridge to connect two previously disconnected bodies. So in this case, Causeway is about the business of connecting the rich and the poor, or people who are housed with people who aren't housed, or people who have community with people who want and desire community, or the church, the local church body, to the inner city, still sadly disconnected bodies. Causeway is an effort to create a bridge between these two previously disconnected bodies. So the concept then again comes from this fact that people move into neighborhoods. These 1,000 men and women move into neighborhoods out of the shelter system. And often what happens is when they move into a neighborhood, they feel isolated, alone, and scared. They feel kind of homeless in their own place. And so what happens a lot is that people sabotage their apartments. They go back to their drug of choice, or they stop paying the rent, or they do something just intentionally stupid so that they could lose their place and end up back in the shelter where they're more comfortable, where there is a bit of community, where they know the rules, where they know kind of the vibe, and they feel safer there. So that's one part of one body that we're trying to connect to this other body, which is the church. We also know that many committed Christians are asking regularly, how do we get involved? 20 years ago when I used to talk about homelessness, I used to have to convince the church that it was a good idea to care for the poor. I used to have to do an apologetic passage, scripture, verse. And now that's no longer the case. The church gets it, especially younger people coming up in the church. Not only do they get it, they want it, they desire it, they need it. They understand that this is what matters for the church. So the question is no longer, why should we get involved? The question is, how? How do we get involved? Which has been a difficult answer for me to give over the years. It usually ends up with a kind of a trite answer. You could write us a check. You could write us a check. It's Christmas time, write us a check. Or you could volunteer. You can come down and serve supper. Two good things, two important things, but really not all that really meaningful, really. I've said here, many Christ followers really want to do something more than to sit in the pew each Sunday. There is a stirring in people's souls that they want to do something about injustice and poverty, but they really do not know what that can look like while they have jobs and family responsibilities. They want to roll up their sleeves and help, but don't know where to start. Causeway is for the soccer mom. Causeway is for the working family who can't and don't want to sell everything they own and go down and live in the streets, but still want to get involved. They still have a few hours a week or every two weeks to be able to go out and have coffee with someone and build a friendship. So what not is Causeway? Causeway is not a social service program. It is not about providing services to clients. That is not what this is. Causeway is not a one-sided relationship that expects or even wants the volunteer to provide stuff to the former shelter resident. This is not about you guys going out and buying groceries and pots and pans and filling up the apartment and fixing everything that the problems are. This might be about resourcing the person you're going to partner with, like helping them together figure out where the food bank is, or where the library is, where the churches are, or community centers, whatever. But it's not this one-sided thing about sort of you giving away your stuff. And finally, Causeway is not, and this is really important, Causeway is not a church growth program or an evangelism tool. These might be symptoms of Causeway. People might end up coming to church with us. I suspect they will. People might end up falling in love with Jesus because they fall in love with you. And that's great. But this is not going to be a measure of success or failure as to whether or not the churches grow or people become saved. What is Causeway then? Causeway is an initiative that can only work if both parties involved understand the value of community, that the friendships being created can and will be mutually beneficial. Causeway deprofessionalizes social work. Basically, we have 10 housing specialists in the shelter sector, 1,000 men and women who get housed, impossible to do the follow-up supports. The numbers are just too great. But we have 10,000, at least, churches in all of Toronto with people who live in neighborhoods who say they love Jesus. And so let's deprofessionalize social work and get the church involved. And we believe that part of the Christian imperative is to befriend people in the margins of society. And I could do chapter and verse again here, but I'll just talk about the Jesus Manifesto, Luke chapter 4, the very first public speech that Jesus ever made. And that is this: I have come. What? To do what? To preach good news. To whom? To the poor. I've come to preach the good news to the poor. Good news to the poor, by the way, is friendship and a home for those who don't have friends and a home. I have come to give freedom to people in prison. I have come to help people who can't see to see. And I've come to help people who are in captivity, not just behind literal bars, but figurative ones as well, to be free and released. That's what we Christians are about. So Causeway is providing an avenue for Christians to respond to the gospel, the good news, in a very practical and vital way. Causeway is the church being the church, despite the politics of the day. This is King of Kings Sunday. This is the last Sunday in the church calendar. This is the day that summarizes the whole year. This is the day where we acknowledge that through the birth and the life and the resistance and the oppression and the pain and then the death and then the suffering and the resurrection and then Pentecost and the building of the church and the politics and Caesar and all that stuff, that Jesus, at the end of the day, is the King of Kings, and that his politics never change, and that he didn't have to do a $2 billion campaign to outsmear his opponent in order to become the president, I mean the king. And he did not have to do that. Jesus is the king. And there were times even when people wanted him to be king, when he wasn't ready to be named king, and he ran away. He wasn't about trying to seek power. But at the end of the day, every knee shall bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That is the truth. And that is the truth that we claim here. So King of Kings Sundays, this is Causeway is an attempt to acknowledge that Jesus is the King. And if we believe that, then we can, as a church, affect social change. There is nothing left in this world. There's no social programs. There's not enough money. There's not enough politics to make change in this world. The problems are way too big. But do you know what's bigger than the problems of this world? The creator and preserver and sustainer of all things. God is bigger than homelessness. Amen? Yeah. God is bigger than crack cocaine. God is bigger than schizophrenia. God is bigger than multiple sclerosis. He's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than Barack Obama. He's bigger than Duke Viperman. And that's saying something. He's bigger than you and he's bigger than me. And this is the God that we bend the knee to, the King of Kings. And so therefore we believe, Causeway believes, that we can in fact make change. The nuts and bolts then of Causeway. We will train volunteers into some sort of cultural sensitivity. There is a culture in shelters that many of us won't understand. So we'll do some training. We'll introduce then former shelter residents to trained Causeway volunteers. Our housing staff will ask each person from now on, are you interested in having a trained volunteer to come alongside you when you move out? We expect, I'm guessing, this is all theory. I've been doing this for 6 months. Thankfully, the Salvation Army has allowed me to create and sort of advocate for and promote and try and get this into real life for the last 6 months. They're giving me 1 year. I've actually been able to rearrange my management team at work so that I can work 4 days a week at Gateway and 1 day a week doing this Causeway thing for 1 year. Because I believe this is huge. I believe Causeway can be really powerful. And so what we'll do now come January after we get trained volunteers, our housing staff will ask people, are you interested in having someone come alongside you? We expect out of the 1,000 people, around 10% of those men and women will say yes to that. So we're talking about 100 people. We're looking for 200 trained volunteers, Christians in the church, out of the 10,000 churches or more in Toronto, to say yes. It could be a family. So if you're a family that wants to do this, great. It could be a couple. It could be two friends. It could be a small group. The Meeting House folks are really big on these house churches, as you know, and there's a bunch of house churches just lining up saying, we want to be part of Causeway. Tonight, I'm going to the Fawcett's house. There is a small group here at this church already who are ready to go, or ready to at least ask questions, and we're ready to sort of consider this. And so if you're a part of a small group or something that wants to be a part of this, then please let me know. And we're what's going to happen is basically it's going to happen on neutral turf. We're looking for things that we have in common. If you like going for coffee, well, these are friend things. Like whatever you do as friends, you go to the ball game, or you knit, or you watch Days of Our Lives, or you drink coffee or whatever you drink, and that's how it's going to work. It's not rocket science. It's about building friendships. Period. And that's it. The payoff. It's impossible to measure. I am not going to do some logic model outcomes-based thing that sort of talks about success measurements and all that stuff. I think that's just, my employers will probably make me do that, but I'm not really. This is not what this is about. But I promise you, my story at least is this. My story is that 22 years ago when I came here from small town Newfoundland as a conservative evangelical boy, as the cook in an old drop-in center 22 years ago, I thought I was coming to save people. And some of you have heard me say this before, but I'll say it again. I learned early on that I'm the one that's being saved. 22 years later, that's still my story. I'm still the one that's being saved. The relationships that I was able to build there on those streets with people who changed my life for the better, who spoke to me in ways that nobody else could. I thought I could actually bring Jesus with me into dark alleys. But when I got into those alleys, I learned that Jesus was already there. And I got to meet him there in ways that I never could inside the four walls of the church that I was going to at the time. And I'm supposed to finish up this self-control thing. I missed most of the sermon series on the fruits of the Spirit because I've been out promoting this for the last couple of months. And I'm supposed to be the guy that finishes the fruit of the Spirit on self-control of all things. I wanted to just say, just look at me and you'll learn everything about how not to have self-control. Thus ends the sermon series on the fruits of the Spirit. But the fact is, fruits of the Spirit cannot be done in isolation. They have to be done in community. Right? So in the context of relationship with somebody who I know, who's my friend, who may be addicted to crack cocaine, I might say to him, you know what? I love you enough to tell you that I'd like to see you try and stop smoking crack because I don't want to do your funeral. I go to one funeral a month on average. We lose a lot of people on the streets. And I don't want to go to your funeral because I love you. And crack cocaine is going to kill you. And that guy might just say to me, you know what, Dion, I love you enough to tell you that you got to stop eating KFC. Because you're going to die if you keep eating KFC. And that's self-control done in the context of community. And that, hopefully, will happen if we sort of take a risk, take a leap of faith. Now, Jacob and I are going to sing a song, if that's easy to plug in that guitar. And the song is, again, sort of feeding back into the fact that Jesus is the King of Kings. And am I sure, do you want me to come over there? I'll come over there. Yeah, so I'll let him get set up. Are we ready? And I just want to say, I've got flyers that I think everybody's gotten in their hands, maybe when you came in the front door. If not, they're at the back. If you want to get involved, find me. I'm in the bulletin. You can go to the gate at thecausway.ca, and you can leave a note there, and that all comes into my inbox. You can find me, and if your small group wants me to come and speak to you, or if your family would like to talk to me about this, I would love to get you involved. The way we're going to do training in January, it's either going to be 4 weeknights, depends on your schedules. I'm going to do 2 versions of the training, 1 all-day Saturday training or 4 weeknights training in January, so that by February this hits the streets in real life. Thanks for your time, and we're going to sing a song that sort of speaks to the power of God's Spirit. If I can get down without breaking
Jesus,
my neck.
Dion spoke about the Jesus Manifesto in Luke 4, and one of the things he referred to was Jesus opening the eyes of those who were blind, and that's a lot of what the song refers to, is the Spirit opening our eyes to see what God sees and to see the world the way that God sees it. Can you all hear that?
You will not hide, will not hide forever. You will not hide, will not hide your living light. 'Cause we are yours and you are ours, and all that's yours cannot be stolen away. Not be stolen.
With us.
More than we can see.
With us.
More than we can know.
With us.
Living God. Break through the veil that separates.
In us.
In this place we pray.
In us.
Heal our distracted lives.
With your
holiness.
Won't you reach us deep inside.
Open wide our eyes.
Peace
forever. Your name is hope.
Name is hope unending.
'Cause we are yours and you are ours, and all that's yours cannot be stolen. Way. not be stolen.
With us,
more than we can see.
With us,
more than we can know.
With us,
living God.
Break through the veil that separates.
In this place we pray.
In
our distracted lives. With your holiness.
Won't you reach us deep inside with us.
More than we can see.
With us. Separates in us.
In this place, here we pray.
In us,
heal our distracted lives.
With your
holiness,
reach us deep inside.
Open wide. Open wide our eyes.
Open wide our eyes.
Open wide our eyes. Open wide our eyes. Open wide our eyes.
With your Spirit.